watching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. And
Dancy Rip the Toe.
I thought we are the only ones in the studio. Am I correct, Ola?
Yes, you're correct.
Yeah, and they're having a chili cook-off down the road here at Gabe's shop. And I nosed around. Casey, bless her heart, the girl at the front desk, she made me my own little bowl of chili, and I ate it for lunch while I go, and it was really good. And she brought me some real crackers with it. They had gluten in them. I know my wife's listening. So anyway, it was really good, but I'm pretty sure that I'm going to predict that Aaron, skinny on the sports, he's going to win, because from what I've seen, his chili's the only one that didn't have beans in it. You don't have beans in chili, should be totally disqualified anyway. So I hope he wins. They're down there having their cook-off right now. And thank you so much for stopping by today. It's busy time at school, isn't it?
Yes, it's very busy.
You guys got the bonfire going on tonight at Merritt. And looks like it's going to be a nice evening. Right now, Western Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle and the Oklahoma Panhandle, it's just in the 70s, 77 to 81, all over the place. Hollis is actually the warmest place in the state right now, which is not abnormal. Well, I say state. In the big part of the state, in the Panhandle, Boise City and Goodwill are at 85. So, anyway, we got that going on. And I guess who I got a text from about 10 minutes ago?
Who?
Lacey Swope.
Really?
Yeah. I sold her a half a beef here before she had a baby, before she took off to have from Channel 9 to have the baby. Anyway, she sent me a picture of she just cooked a roast. Well, I'll tell you exactly what she said. Let's see what she said. Hang on here. It says, Jimmy made another roast from your cow today. Dang good and very tender. And she sent me a picture, and it was, she's got potatoes, onions, carrots, big old roast in there. Oh, she's got mushrooms in there. So she's cooking today. Anyway, hopefully she'll come back on the show sometime in the future. She just now getting settled in from going back to work from being on maternity leave. So anyway, we'll see if she'll start coming back on the show here soon. It was a pretty exciting day for kids all over the state of Oklahoma yesterday, wasn't it? Because
yes,
you come in with the same attitude as I did. Did you see what Mason done?
Yes.
Yeah. So anyway, yesterday, the LYE had their shoot off from their inaugural OYE trap, sporting clays, and skeet shoot. Two or three weeks ago, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Because you was on the show when they was doing that. And yesterday, it looks like Beckham County and actually Woodward County schools, the 4-H and FFA, did really well. Canute, Morstal County.
Canute did very well, too, yes.
Yeah. Well, let's start off with Mason. What all did he get?
You mean Reese?
Or not Mason, Mason. Not Mason Tugger, but Reese Hightower. Yeah.
Reese Hightower was your champion senior trap individual, and his trap team won top overall senior trap team, sixth place sporting clay team, and then their combined scores was champion overall trap and sporting clay senior team.
Yeah. And then who else from Brigham? Barnett did really good. She was overall senior on sporting.
She was the grand overall combined score for trap and sporting clays, but she was third in sporting clays individuals and then fifth for trap.
But that got her the overall title.
Yes, and then Addison Darling from Merritt FFA was the third place junior trap individual, and they were seventh overall trap team. So yeah.
They did good with seniors and the juniors.
Yes.
And they were doing it. Some of them were shooting on the Beckham County 4-H team, and some of them were shooting on the Merritt Scholastics team. Mm-hmm. And then Layton did pretty good too, didn't he?
Yes, Layton did really good too.
Yeah, he came in right behind Reese. Yeah, so everything was good. Up there at Woodward, this is what I got from Woodward on trap. They ended up a fourth overall senior team. Brody Payton was eighth individual. Teton Dixon, I hope I said his name right, first name right, was 10th individual, and Dane Harris was 10th individual. And on the sporting clays, they came in fourth overall senior team. Rance Bay was fourth individual. Teton Dixon was second individual and also second place overall senior division. And then overall reserve champion shotgun sports team for both trap and sporting clays combined. So they did really well. Nope, there's another deal I didn't read. Oh, the team that consisted of seniors Brody Patton, Teton Dixon, Carly Weir, and juniors was Dane Harris and Rance Bay. So congratulations to the Woodward FFA. They did really well. And then what about Canute?
Canute was fifth place senior trap team, seventh place sporting clays team, and then Owen Elliott was fourth place senior individual in shotgun sports.
And, you know, we're saying third, fourth, fifth, and sixes. They was 615 kids there yesterday.
Yes, there was. I have word that Canute was fifth in trap out of 600 and seventh in sporting clays in roughly 550 teams.
Cool. Yeah, I know there's lots of numbers out there.
Yes, there was.
We're actually getting this off of kids texting from school they're not supposed to.
No, my information from Canute is coming from the bus ride to their regional baseball tournament.
Oh,
so.
Okay. Anyway, anyway, congratulations to all the kids. I know we didn't name all of them. I don't know all of them. There's probably some from Roger Mills, probably some from Elk. I don't have any names or whatever to go with it, but I did have it on Woodward. We had it on Canute. Glad Jancy showed up. She's got the inside track on some of that. But anyway, congratulations. And the next time you guys see those people that are running the Oklahoma Youth Expo, OYE, make sure, Teton. I got Paul Hightower listening. I was saying Teton. He said it's Teton, like Grand Teton. All right, Teton. All right, sorry. Anyways, I told you I didn't have it right. Anyway, thanks, Paul. But the next time you guys are up at the Oklahoma City or around anything going on with the Oklahoma Youth Expo, please give them a big thank you because they've stepped up their game. Not only is the Oklahoma Youth Expo in the spring the largest junior livestock show, youth livestock show for 4-H and FFA in the world, now they've got the Cattle Congress in January, and it's first year put their stamp on their serious, and I can't wait to see what happens this next January with those guys up there. And then they put on the OYE shoot, and it's trap, sporting clays, the whole works, and guess what? They put their stamp on it. It's going to be large. There's a lot of kids who are going to get to go to college, get scholarships on shooting. I can see it coming. And there's going to be, let's see, what was the what's the McGee kid?
Clayton.
Clayton, yeah, Clayton, because I know too many McGees. Clayton McGee was from Merritt, and his first year at the junior college, I can't remember the junior college's name in Missouri. It's a big shooting school there also. He was the NCAA men's champion his mm-hmm. first year. So it's in their blood up here. I don't know whether it was Lindenwood. Yeah, Lindenwood College in Missouri. And I'm glad you're listening, Paul. Why don't you come in and just talk about it? And then we got, it's awesome.
It is.
What do you think? How come you didn't get into shooting?
I didn't really get into shooting just because I really didn't have time to take on another activity as big as shooting is. I mean, it's a lot of work, a lot of practice, and I really just didn't want to neglect it, if that makes sense. Like, not be able to do it how I would
want to
do it.
You didn't want to do it halfway.
Yes, I wanted to be, like, all in on it, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to do that.
Well, cool. Well, your little brother, I think, is going to be all in, isn't he?
He's already all in.
Because we know he doesn't like livestock that well. And if it has a fishing pole or gun involved, he's all for it. He's all for it. And he's getting into the farming pretty good, it looks like.
Yes, he's helped Dad so much. He makes a pretty good hand.
Yeah, well, that's good. And then he says, I'm in Weatherford's little brother. Okay. Anyways, so, hey, Paul, but thanks for listening anyway, so you could help us with any fake news in the Grand Teton. all kidding aside, the Oklahoma Youth Expo has stepped up its game. And I tell you what, the guy that's texting me, like a junior high girl right now, Paul Hightower, him and Monty Tucker and some other people out here, there's too many people, parents, it's great what they're doing because they've stepped it up. Used to in shooting sports, I don't know if you remember or even thought about it, it used to be Hollis and Jackson County and Altus, and I'm not dogging you guys when I'm saying it like I am. What I'm saying is, you know, they were powerhouses, and they still are powerhouses. Jeremy Pence down there south of Altus, he's what's brought him and some other people is what brought shooting back to Western Oklahoma, and they're doing a good job. But now you got Merritt's won the last 3 out of 4 state championships, and Altus and Jackson County 4-H and FFA, they're all right there together. Now look at Woodward, got that coming up, and I know Roger Mills has got some good shooters coming in it, and schools from all over the place. But I'm glad it is, because one person said it perfectly on Facebook last night, and it might have been Paul Hightower. He said, we couldn't win the stock show, so we stepped it up, and we're going to win all the gun stuff. And but anyway, thank you, Monty. Monty said he's going to get his full details on everything tomorrow. And I think Monty and Paul and some other parents were helping out, maybe running the whole thing for OYE up there, from what I understand. And anyway, but you were excited about Reese. Yeah, she come in. Did you see what Reese did?
I was proud of him.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah. But, yeah, it's fun. And plus, it gives kids something to do that don't want to show stock in FFA and 4-H, but they're teaching them the same thing in shooting as they do in anything else, whether it's shop, livestock, or whatever. They're teaching them worth it, because you don't just go out there and start blasting shells, and very few people are good enough to just go out there and shoot 25 out of 25 or 24 out of 25. It takes time. And I know Reese and Mason and Brigham, they're all naturals, I think, but they put a lot of time into it too.
They do.
So anyway, we'll come back, then we'll talk about the numbers, what's going on in the grains, if you want to. And since you're in here today, I'm going to have you later on do an article on women in agriculture, because sometimes we forget about them, and we shouldn't. They're just as important as everybody else. So we'll talk about this one lady up north that she's a busybody, and she's part of a farm bureau. Monty Tucker might even know her. So anyway, and you know what goes hand in hand with this deal besides your bonfire at the school tonight that's kind of messing me up?
The Quill Forever Banquet.
Yeah, and you know what we're going to do? We're raising money to support these teams that are shooting all these shells. So if there were 600 people there yesterday, and I'm just going to take a wild guess, they shot at least 100 shells apiece, maybe. They might not have. How many shells is that? 600 people. Don't get your calculator out.
I don't know what 600 times 100 is.
What's 600 times 1?
600.
Add 2 zeros.
60,000.
There you go. Sometimes you gotta think. Anyway, if you're watching on Facebook, you need to check out Miss Jancy. Show them the shirt. Back up just a little bit. I guess, what is it going on at school this week?
It's homecoming week. So for homecoming week, we always have the week of homecoming. Every day is a dress-up day. Right. Well, Thursday was class day, and the senior class did white lie t-shirts.
Yeah.
So mine says my favorite color is not turquoise, and I wore, like, every piece of turquoise jewelry I could find in my whole house.
And she's got this cool hat. Is that your hat or
yes,
your mom's?
Yes, it's mine.
Is that? Okay. Anyway, it's a cool hat. She was pretty classy when she come walking in there. She didn't look like a girl in agriculture, I can tell you that much. So, anyway, Jancy and I will be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here to go over your Elk City Livestock Auction Report for Friday, September 23rd. 1,944 head were sold. 3 head of steers at 390 brought 193. 6 at 442 brought 208. 5 at 538 brought 182. 9 at 616 brought 178. 6 at 666 brought 156. 3 at 705 brought 153. 8 at 734 brought 172.50. 3 head of heifers at 297 brought 183. 5 at 501 brought 154.50. 7 at 564 brought 156, 4 at 573 brought 146, 5 at 603 brought 146, 4 at 628 brought 154, 11 at 778 brought 160. Butcher cows were 1 to 96, butcher bulls brought 69 to 116.50, bred cows were 800 to 1310, pairs brought 850 to 1760. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095. This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, September 26th. 2,176 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 463 brought 197. 6 at 493 brought 179. 8 at 579 brought 168. 14 at 644 brought 151.50. 27 at 805 brought 173.50. 46 at 851 brought 169.75. 7 at 930 brought 165. 18 head of heifers at 372 brought 164. 4 at 413 brought 170. 8 at 484 brought 157. 5 at 540 brought 159, 23 at 592 brought 167, 12 at 678 brought 166, 16 at 803 brought 155. Butcher cows were 22 to 86.50, butcher bulls brought 45 to 112.50. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. to consign. Call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Streaming now, only on Peacock. Fall in love with Pete Davidson and Kaylee Cuoco and Meet Cute.
You ever had a night like this ever in your entire life?
A new Peacock original film about the perfect first date.
Cheers, mate.
That was kind of weird.
Oh, not really.
Or was it?
I've spent the entire week with you. This night, 7 times in a row.
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
I'm from the future. Do you think I'm crazy?
Yeah, but it's really cute.
Meet Cute, streaming now, only on Peacock.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently on the Gabe Gadget, 79 degrees, 34% humidity. You know what I did yesterday and last night?
What?
Agriculture work.
Really?
Yeah. Well, actually, I went home. After the show, after I loaded all the programs up and stuff, went home. I was going to have time to sit down on my personal computer and get the auction printed off for tonight, or organized for tonight, the quail banquet. Got home, just got settled in. I warmed me up a little bit of my wife's roast she cooked. Had some carrots and baked potatoes, or parts of baked potato. Sat down, and then I got a call. Hey, I think this is your cow down here in this pen down here a mile south of your place on Jester Road. I was like, dang. Okay, so I got a 7 o'clock meeting, Quail Forever board meeting with Rusty and Kobe and Russ Rundle. We have a meeting to get all everything finalized for tonight. So it appears that we looked organized, even though we're not. Anyway, so we got, I head south to Willow, got down there, and sure enough, it's not my cow. And so what he said, I said, my cows are all black except for a few, and they're kind of white faced because they're Simmentals, the registered Simmentals. And he said, yeah, this is a Simmental. It wasn't. It was like half black, white face Hereford with a little Brangus in it. So anyway, called county commissioner down there to invite him to our Quail Forever banquet tonight, Mr. Stephen Fight. And he asked me what I was doing, and I told him the ponds were kind of looking dry down here, and he agreed with me. And then I told him when I was looking at the cattle. Well, he called me back this morning, and he says, hey, this is so-and-so's cows and Mark Years, and there's 8 more to go with that one. So anyway, that glad it wasn't mine. And then I got back, went to the meeting. We got it all done. I got home about 9:30 and got the rest of the stuff for the banquet loaded up in the back of the Tahoe. And I got up this morning at 4 o'clock to go bale hay. Go out there to get my farm truck, and I got 2 flat tires. It's not funny. Chancy, it's not funny.
It's kind of funny.
No, it's not. And anyway, so I get in the Tahoe, going to the other side of the river, on the Carter side of the river. I bale up my hay, baled up perfect. And I bet most people were sleeping and didn't know that it showered in western Oklahoma this morning.
It did?
It did. It was enough. It was more than what you could count, but it did shower. At 4:30 this morning, there was drops falling out of the sky. And just by the time I fired the baler up. So anyway, I got my hay put up. I had like 19 acres, put up about, I don't know, what was it, 52 bales. So it wasn't bad for this time of the year. Now, I haven't got test results back. It might not be good. Might be advertising on here for some hot hay for some guys who want to grind it up or something. Not sure, but we'll find out. Also, while we were going to break, a gentleman texted in and said that Monty Tucker and Paul Hightower have gone above and beyond normal volunteering in the shooting sports. They should be highly commended for their service. And I'm going to brag on them tonight at the Quail Banquet because Monty does our auctioneering. And Paul, I don't know if he's going to be at the bonfire. Is he going to be at the bonfire, you think?
He might. I know Reese will be at the bonfire because he'll be helping with the FFA booth, but
I got you.
I don't know if Paul's going to be there or not.
Paul has no excuse for not coming then, right?
Right.
Yeah. And then somebody text in to tell you about your little brother.
Yeah, my little brother didn't go back to shoot yesterday, but he did place 6th in 7th grade sporting clays 2 or 3 weeks ago the first time.
Yep. Yeah, that was his first comp. Yeah. He hasn't been on the team, what?
No, he's only been, like, practicing and shooting for maybe 2 months.
Maybe.
Maybe a little longer, and that was his first shoot, and he placed 6th in sporting clays out of all the 7th graders.
Yeah, and it doesn't matter how many they are.
Sure there was a bunch of them.
Yeah, because Paul bragged on me about him in the text message while ago and said he's pretty phenomenal.
Yeah, he's fun to watch.
Yeah, fun to watch. All right, so let's check out what the numbers are doing real quick. And then when I get through these numbers, we'll go take a break and come back. And Jancy will tell everybody what the forecast is for northwestern Oklahoma and the northeastern Texas panhandle. Let me refresh this, make sure it's up to date. Corn, December 669. March 676. May 677. Kind of looks like everything's kind of stabilized for the most part compared to what it was doing yesterday. Soybeans for November 1410, January 1420, March 1425. Soybean meal October $409 even for a short ton. December 407.60. January 405.30. Soybean oil October 67.09 pound. December 63.53, January 62.82, hard red winter wheat. December $9.66, and March the 9.64. Oats are back up today a little bit. December 3.84, March 3.86, and cotton. Let's see what's cotton. Cotton's in the green for the first time in almost 2 weeks, but not much. December is 88 cents a pound and March is 85 cents a pound. Looks like oil is back up above 82. Gas is, natural gas is kind of stabilized down there between $6.75 and $7. And no telling what all the damage that Hurricane Ian. Yeah, it hit Florida with a 150 mile an hour wind. And I was watching some of that videos, and those palm trees were sideways. And this one weather guy, it wasn't fake. You know how these Weather Channel people have been doing this fake stuff out there, like acting like they're waist-deep water. Somebody comes walking behind them. But he had a roof blow over the front of his car. And so it was all pretty realistic. All right, let's move on with cash grain prices at the elevator in Oklahoma and Texas. Hard red winter wheat's at $9.18 a bushel. Corn's at $7.60. Milo $6.90. And soybean $13.70. When we come back, Jancy will have your Woodward forecast, Northwestern Oklahoma forecast. Then we'll talk about women in ag. You might even get to brag on your mom.
I might.
I mean, she's got to put up with your dad.
That's a pretty big job as itself.
Yeah, doesn't even have to be ag-related. So anyway, we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
The new iPhone 14 Pro is here with Apple's most advanced smartphone display ever. And the place to get it is at T-Mobile. Now you can take your iPhone beyond with coverage that goes beyond.
You're really having fun over there. Have you been streaming Ted Lasso this whole time?
Yeah, I got the new iPhone 14 Pro at T-Mobile, and Apple TV Plus is included with our plan. It has an amazing display, so all the shows look fantastic.
Nice, but we're almost to the airport. You better download the rest of it.
No need. T-Mobile's got me covered with unlimited in-flight Wi-Fi, so I can stream all flight long. I'm catching up on the morning show next.
I'm going to make a quick stop.
Wait, where are we going?
I'm going to T-Mobile.
With nationwide coverage, the new iPhone 14 Pro on us with eligible trade-in on a Magenta Max plan and Apple TV Plus included, you'll take your iPhone experience beyond. Only at T-Mobile.
With 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers, contact us before canceling service to continue remaining bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement is due. Apple TV Plus on us up to $4.99 value. In-flight Wi-Fi on select U.S. airlines were available. See T-Mobile.com for details.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves, too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. BNLRedAngus.com.
You can find us on Facebook by searching BNL Red Angus.
Looking for something sweet? Stop. ZNR Snack Bar is the newest hit in town. Tara and her family have figured out the secret. They have treats available all day long, but they can also take special orders on anything from weddings to birthdays to graduations or any other get-together you could possibly be having. This is where cravings and creation collide. ZNR Snack Bar, located at 202 South Randall in Elk City. 580-374-2476.
ZNR Snack Bar.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
He loves talking about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Couple of friendly reminders. Hobart Stockyards will be having their goat and sheep sale coming up this Saturday, October 1st. Sale will start at 10 a.m. They will start unloading sheep and goats tomorrow, Friday at noon till 7 p.m. tomorrow evening, Saturday from 8 to 10, no sooner, no later. Any questions, give Mr. Rex Fleming a call down there at the Hobart Stockyards. It's in Hobart, Oklahoma. Did you know that Hobart is the capital of Kiowa County?
I did not.
You did too?
No, I didn't.
It's a county seat. What are you learning in school? Not a
whole lot.
Uh-oh. Look what we got going here. They're back already sneaking in from the chili cook-off. What's the weather look like up north?
Currently in Woodward, it's 79 degrees. And your forecast for this week, tonight's going to be mostly clear with a low of 57. Southeast winds 10 to 13 miles an hour. Friday, sunny with a high near 86. Winds out of the south, ranging from 10 to 20 miles an hour. Saturday, sunny with a high near 86. Winds 6 to 10 miles an hour out of the south. Sunday, sunny with a high near 83. And that night is going to be clear with a low around 52. Monday, sunny with a high near 84. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high near 83. Mostly cloudy that night with a low around 54. And next Wednesday is mostly sunny with a high near 79.
It's cooling down, isn't it?
It is, and I'm happy about it.
Are you?
Yes.
What reasons? Because of deer season or what?
Well, that, and I just like when it's cooler. It's easier to work my stock.
I think everybody else does. Well, October 1st is Saturday. You know what happens?
What?
I'm asking you, do you know what happened Saturday? Opening day of archery season.
Oh, bow season, yes.
Yes, yeah.
Well, I don't bow hunt, so...
We need to change that.
I know. I told my dad I wanted a bow, but he won't get me one.
You're telling on him in public on the radio?
Yes.
Whoa, Chad, you've been put on the hook. Hook this girl up. We got a bow shop right here in Elk City. I mean, it ain't that hard. But that, anyway, so... Well, he doesn't help you out, holler at Uncle Jimmy.
I will.
We'll get something going on there. Anyway, looks like this is hot off the press here from a woman in ag. My wife, that's why I said this is hot off the press from a lady. My wife saw on her phone where they have done some studies on painting white stripes on black cattle, like zebras. They have less than half of the flies. I'm guessing zebras have less flies is why they did the study. Maybe just one of those stories. Maybe I'll dig into that a little bit more. Anyway, women in ag are very important on both sides, for not only being a farmer or rancher's wife, but women are also farmers and ranchers themselves, or they have ag-related businesses. And this lady that I read that you're going to read about from up north, you talk about a busybody. Why don't you tell everybody about her?
Okay, I have an article about Alicia Schwertner. I hope I'm saying your last name right. That's what me and Jimmy came up with, so yeah. We're just going to go with it. Says, Alicia flashes a big smile as she takes the podium of a packed ballroom in a stylish red blazer and perfectly curled hair. As Alicia confidently urges fellow young farmers to share their story, expand the organization's membership, and engage with policymakers, it would be easy to assume the Farm Bureau leader has it all figured out, except she doesn't always. I doubt myself on occasion, she says. It's easy to find the things that you're not great at instead of recognizing your strengths and the things you bring to the table. She flashes back to her daily routine before the sun peeks in her bedroom window. She first wears the hats of being a wife and mother of three children under 3 years old. Her mornings and every other hour of the day are full. There are diapers to change, little shoes to find, and everyone needs to eat. On a typical morning, Alicia is thinking about her duties as a farmer and certified crop advisor before most people sit down with their first cup of coffee. She and her husband, Eric, raise cotton, corn, grain, wheat, and cattle near the small town of Miles in West Central Texas. My husband and I have worked together on implementing some new strategies in terms of sustainability on the farm and working towards bettering our soil health, she says. As the farm's bookkeeper, she also works closely with their accountant. As the business day begins, Alicia logs into her remote office and puts on her product manager hat. She works full-time for an equipment manufacturer to ensure farm families like hers get machines and technology they need. In the evening and on the weekends, she and her husband often have Farm Bureau activities on the calendar. They've served in leadership positions at the state and local Farm Bureau levels. In February, Alicia became chairwoman of the American Farm Bureau's National Young Farmer and Rancher Committee. When juggling those roles, gets to be overwhelming, she reminds herself why she's doing it all. Ensuring her sons have opportunities in agriculture drives her long-term goals. I have three boys at home who love the operation, and I believe that in order to protect their future, I have to be involved. Being a young woman in agriculture, it's important to me that I set the precedent that we can do hard things if we have purpose and with some help from our tribes. My boys and our family operation are my why, she says. On a practical level, Alicia has adopted several strategies to help her thrive in each role. Before taking on her leadership commitments, she asked if she had the necessary help and people in place to make this possible, from a personal and professional perspective. Conversations with family and her employer confirm their support. With each hat Alicia wears, there's a different team. We're in this together, she says. I may be serving as chair, but I rely heavily on the opinions and leadership of everyone on the committee. We were all chosen to serve for a reason. Every individual contributes unique experiences and skills. Identifying her priorities helps her devote the focus necessary to each task. Farm Bureau is at the top of that priority list right now, just underneath my faith and involvement in our church, my husband, and my kids. Our operation is obviously very high on that list too, she says. If you truly want to impact change, you make time for your priorities. When I go pick up my boys after I'm done with my full-time job, my attention is on them, she adds. I try really hard to set boundaries and make sure I'm spending time with them. Alicia also reflects on her upbringing. I was raised by a very strong woman. I admire my mom, she says. She worked in education for a long time and she now is a business owner. She was also an advocate for her industry, a force. Anything she does 120%. Becoming a mother helped Schwertner see her own mom's sacrifices in a new light. As her own children watch her, Alicia hopes her boys recall similar lessons looking back on this chapter. I hope they recognize the value of teamwork and that I didn't do this alone. I also hope they recognize that with a little sacrifice, we can make a difference, she says. We can be involved and have an important opportunity to make our voices heard in this industry.
She's a busy woman, wasn't she?
She is.
All right. So let's talk about your mom.
My mom?
Yeah. How important is she in your household?
My mom, I don't know how to word it, but in my opinion, my mom might just be the most important person in our household.
That was a great answer. I was hoping you would say that, but it's probably the truth.
It is the truth. A lot of people look down on my mom. When they look at her, they see just a lady that sits at home all day, but that's not really what she does.
Right.
At all.
Oh, I know she
My mom hasn't worked at what you would consider a real job since I was born.
Right.
But with us, we're a farming and ranching family.
Right.
My dad can't do all that on his own. So she's basically his right-hand man, basically. Yeah. Anything he needs, she's there.
Yeah.
Anything he needs her to run, she's there. Not only is she chasing me, she's chasing Carter and all of our activities. And then we have, I mean, you've seen our house. Our property is decently big. She keeps it
spotless.
Like, her yard is on one of those yards that you would see featured on a magazine. She's a working lady, okay?
Yes.
I look up to my mom a lot. I admire her a lot. She works hard.
Well, that's sweet, and it's true, because your mom, and that's the reason why I ask you, because I know your mom's hardworking. And I remember when she got the Bobcat UTV. She wore that thing out.
Yeah. We had to take it to get fixed, like, 3 times, but...
But she's very particular about the outside. She's very particular about the inside.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just a dent of what she does, because your dad is spread out over the county, and with peanuts and cotton and alfalfa and cattle and everything. And then, like I said, she's his right hand. And then she got you guys.
She does.
And you're like 10 times more wrapped up into hogs than the normal person, because you raise your own hogs and stuff. And you guys had a sale yesterday.
Yeah, our barns are open now for anybody who would like to come look at pigs.
I just seen that.
Yes.
That started yesterday, right?
Yeah, we had barns opened, I believe, at 5 last night, and I got there roughly at 5:02, and we already had like 3 or 4 customers there. So,
yeah. Did you sell anything?
We did sell several last night. So,
I mean, you guys got a lot to sell?
Yeah, we have several. There's still a couple litters left at the house. They're younger ones. They're kind of smaller right now, but there's, I believe, 10 litters at Jared's right now that are up for sale.
Wow, lots of hogs. Well, back to your mom and dad. Your dad's also involved in some other businesses besides farming. So it's busy. And then he's also the fire chief at Carter. And then, there's a lot to do.
Yeah, she does. And like you said, on the fire department, I mean, my dad's one of those few that drops anything he does when he gets a call for a fire. It doesn't matter what he's doing. He drops it and he gets there.
Right.
So mom's oftentimes finishing stuff that he started or following him to the fire station to make sure they don't need anything or need water or need help. But she works hard.
Well, it sounds like you've been paying attention to your mom.
I watch her pretty closely.
Well, that's good, because she's a good lady. And then peanut harvest is coming up. I seen you and your mom quite a few times last year while we were combining. So anyway, bringing stuff that we need, parts or whatever, and food was the most important thing.
She's a pretty good cook, if I do say so myself.
Cool. Well, let's take a break, and when we come back, Jancy and I will talk about the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger Forecast.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal. That's why you need feed that's built the reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer, providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
They're built better
They're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring. They're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
Things have been flowing for the last few weeks on upholstery, so we've been working on ordering a lot of upholstery and getting some new merchandise in here, getting some of the new colors from market, getting some of the new sectionals, some of the new styles. So all that is on order. And the next few weeks at Terry's Furniture, we're going to fill this rascal back up, and we're going to have plenty of upholstery. And if you haven't been to Terry's Furniture lately, you haven't been to Terry's Furniture, because we've got a whole new design on our floor. We've eliminated some of our aisles. We've packed more couches in. We've packed more sectionals in. I've still got about 140 different styles of Lazy Boys on the floor. So now's the time to start getting that new furniture in your living room. Now's the time to make your house look nice for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, when you got the family coming in. It's just a good time of year to shop, and selections are good. We're at 2001 South Main in Elk City. We're right behind the McDonald's, right off of exit 38 on I-40.
That's at Terry's Furniture Showroom.
Right now, hay coverage is a big deal. You know, price of hay right now is very expensive. The ability to get hay right now, and when people get their hands on it, it's probably one of the most expensive assets that they have in their operation right now. And we can insure that hay for fire. I know there's been a lot of wildfires, and people have a concern for that. And then if you're an existing customer with us and you have a farm and ranch policy, you know, people need to understand that's not something that's automatically included. They would need to call and let our office know what coverage they need for their hay, and we can add that onto their farm and ranch policy. We can insure hay on a standalone policy, which is something that maybe some others don't offer. Even if you don't have business with us currently, we can write hay insurance.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
Myself, I'm fourth generation customer there at First National Bank. You get a lot of loyal customers there at First National because we don't change a lot. This is who we are. You can come in and talk to us if you have a difficult situation, and we're going to do what we can to get you through it. And right now in this economy, that's a big plus to have in a bank, somebody that will roll with you, because right now you're rolling with the punches. Everybody is. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
You ever seen a divorce on the radio?
No.
I'm starting one on the text messages. Here's the deal. All right? She says, did they like your chili? Because I had stuff, she had some stuff, and I had some stuff made out, and I was going to make them some real chili with just some real beef. And anyway, when I got back from the Quail Forever meeting, it was 9:30. Then I had to go in the barn. It took me about an hour to find everything to get to take to the banquet tonight. And then I remembered I got to bale hay. So I went to bed. So I didn't make the chili. And she wanted to know if I did my dishes. Yeah, I did. I got it all done. Anyway, so no, I did not make any chili, but I'm going to. But what's your senior class is having a fundraiser?
Yes, the Marriott senior class is selling raffle tickets for a griddle propane grill, and I believe it's Blackstone. They're $25 a ticket, and you can get them from any senior at Marriott High School.
Including you?
Including me. Depending on how many tickets I have left after Jimmy pays me.
you don't take PayPal?
No.
Apple Pay? Okay. Well, let's do the Hober Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Right now, currently at the Elk City Mezzanet, it's 82 degrees, 80 degrees heat index. The winds are out of the south, southeast at 10 miles an hour. Just a beautiful day out there. Humidity is not terrible low, but it's at 30%. Today, 85 for a high, and I'm sure we're going to get there. Tomorrow, 84. Saturday, 84. Sunday, 83. Monday, 83. And I don't see any wind, which is nice. What do you think?
I think that's lovely.
Yeah, I think. What kind of farming operations your dad got going on right now?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know.
What have you been doing? Oh, you're a senior. She says I'm messing with the wrong person. Power of radio, honey. Welcome to it. And yes, you better be on time tonight, because I was on time at the rodeo to help you over there. So don't be. Well, coming up a week from tomorrow, or no, what is today?
Thursday.
You know, coming up from a week from Saturday, October the 8th, in Berlin, Oklahoma, the Berlin Volunteer Fire Department will have their annual fish and oyster fry at 6 o'clock. The Berlin Fire Department. Come enjoy some great food. And also coming up this Saturday at the Hammond Fire Department, they're having an open house Saturday night. And you should go up there and show them how to run that water hose.
On Saturday?
Yeah.
I'm leaving for Tulsa.
Oh, yeah. So let's talk about that. We'll just have a conversation about Tulsa. So you're loading up Saturday morning?
Yes, I'm taking my gilt up there Saturday morning. She's riding with Monty Carlson on his trailer, and then my Berras are coming up Monday morning.
And then you're going to be up there all next week, I guess?
Yeah. Yes, I will.
You got all your schoolwork cut up?
I'm trying.
Yeah, whatever.
Going to be doing a lot of work in the barns, but it'll be okay.
Well, do they allow kids, even when I was going to school back in the 70s, they was always really good about FFA kids going to stock shows and stuff, getting to work ahead of time. But now with all this electronics, can you do virtual school? Or?
Yes, you can do 95% of my work is online anyway, so I have access to all of that while I'm gone. But with the new rule is when you come back to school, you must have all your work done. Whereas if you're, like, sick, you've got a day to make it up since you weren't in the classroom.
You better be on point when you get back.
Yes, so all my stuff better be done when I get back.
And what happens if it's not?
I might be in the ISD room, but...
Have you ever been in there?
I have not.
Oh, yeah. I thought I'd catch you right there.
No, I haven't ever been in there.
Well, we got people been coming in and out of the studio for the last 10 minutes, but nobody has come by to tell us who won the chili cook-off.
They haven't.
And nobody's stopped by with samples. Because Aaron's the one that his chili, because I don't know, the recipes from the one looky here, turn it up, get it down to the mic. I knew he'd hear us talking about him. Aaron, talk to me.
Hello, Jimmy.
How was it? Did you win?
I needed you to be there judging, because it was a tie 4-4 between myself and Randy Britton.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That meant four people voted for chili with beans in it.
So can I do the tiebreaker right now?
Drew already did it.
Okay.
Drew voted for Randy because he liked it. And Drew made a good point. If you're just going to sit down and eat a bowl of chili, Randy's was more hearty, like a bowl of chili kind of filling.
Yeah.
Mine was more of a...
taste test?
Yeah, and you know, put it on a hot dog type of chili or on some nachos. But, yeah, Randy won. Now, here's the thing. I really could have cheated the vote because you couldn't vote for your own chili.
Oh.
And after tasting the three, I knew that there were, at least for my taste buds, there were only two that had a realistic chance of winning. So I really could have thrown off and not voted for Randy's chili and voted for the other one and taken away a vote for him. And it would have been a better chance for me to win. But I didn't think that would be right, because I wouldn't be giving my true vote.
Well, I'm going to bring it back to a tie without even tasting them.
I win.
You win. Chili does not have beans in it.
I could not possibly agree more.
No, real chili does not have beans in it. I'm sorry. I don't care if it's even good with beans in it. Really.
Randy's is good but with beans. You know what I mean? I don't know how to say that nicer than that. It was a good chili for a chili with beans.
Yeah.
Which maybe not isn't chili.
I'll put it in Jim Monix for you. His kind of chili causes gas.
Well, let's hope that everybody takes care of that at Gabe's building before they come back into the studio.
Oh.
What's homecoming day today? You surely aren't dressed like that for just because.
Did you read that?
Turquoise is not my favorite color. So what is today?
Today is class day, so every class picked a different theme. So the seniors did white light t-shirts today.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah, and then they got their bonfire tonight. I just now found out that Merritt School has a band now.
I didn't know they didn't.
Yeah, we have a pep band this year.
Really?
Yes.
Are you in it?
No.
Oh, well. Well, you're a cheerleader. You can't be down there cheering with a, you know, trumpet or a tuba in your hands.
No, I'm way behind.
Oh, hey, a guy you're going to see tonight at the Quell Forever Banquet agrees with us. No beans in the chili, my man, Forrest. Yeah. Dustin Gunkel. He's right. I mean,
it's not. It's just, I'm sorry. I don't care if it's the world's best chili with beans in it.
It's still chili with beans in it.
It's still chili with beans in it.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Thanks for the update, Aaron.
Good to see you, Jancy.
You too.
Jancy, good luck in Tulsa. Sounds like you're not going to be here next Thursday.
I might.
If you're not, we'll call in for an update.
Okay.
That'd be fun anyway.
Yes.
And we might even do it Tuesday or Wednesday when something important is going on.
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds good.
You guys have a great day. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy and Jancy. God bless.